So before I begin with the kind of instructions, I'll offer an analogy for the practice. If you have something really important you want to do tomorrow, you might be preoccupied about it today, and you might be in a hurry to get to tomorrow. And so you might start running. And it's tiring to run, but you run because you're preoccupied about tomorrow, what you're going to do. But at some point in the running, you realize you're getting pretty tired running. You notice how you are. And when you notice how you are, you know, I don't have to run to tomorrow, I can walk. And so you start walking. And but after, you know, a few hours of walking, you don't have to walk to tomorrow. It's okay to sit. And you sit, and maybe you sit for hours, waiting for tomorrow to come to you. And it's getting to be midnight and 1 o'clock, and you're waiting, you know, the daytime tomorrow, and finally realize, you know, I don't have to be sitting up, I could lay down. And tomorrow will come. So, many of us, you know, are running to get to now. You know, the practice here is not tomorrow, but here, now. And sometimes we're in a hurry to get here. And I've tried, and I've never noticed that I get here faster by hurrying. But it is possible to become aware of how you are, what you're doing. And if you become familiar enough with how you are, you realize that you don't have to be running in your mind. And so you can start walking in your mind. And after a while, you realize you don't have to even walk in your mind. It's okay to sit down. And after a while, you realize that even sitting down, it takes a little effort and energy, and so you lay down. This analogy of running, walking, sitting, laying down is used by the Buddha to describe a process by which we begin to relax, settle, quiet the mind, the heart, letting go of the things which are not necessary to do. And many of us will be spinning out and have a lot of thoughts, a lot of, you know, especially beginning of a retreat. We bring with us our concerns, bring with us the momentum of our lives. And it's completely normal to have that momentum continue into the first day of the retreat beginning, because you can't just push a button and then everything stops. And so part of practice is becoming familiar with how you are, what's going on. And when you become familiar enough, then at some point you realize that you can go from running to walking. At some point you realize you can go from walking in the mind to, you know, this analogy, to sitting, becoming quieter. And that's kind of the direction that the practice kind of is designed to go, is as we become more familiar with what we're doing, and we have to become quite familiar, don't be in a hurry, then it becomes almost natural to begin not engaging in the things which are extra, which are kind of, you know, too much. You know, it feels exhausting or tiring to be involved in this kind of stuff. You might be thinking about really important things, useful things, beneficial things, but you know, there can be really great things that are happening tomorrow. And so getting to tomorrow is maybe a good thing, but you don't need to run, right? You don't have to, you're not going to get there faster by running. So we don't have to always be thinking about everything that's even good to think about, because there's a nicer, quieter, peaceful place to come that gives us a very different perspective of our lives. So a lot of this practice is about noticing how we are. How are we now? What's going on now? And not being in a hurry to get beyond that, not getting in a hurry to, if you're running, to be walking or sitting, but just to recognize that the mind is busy, it's spinning, it has concerns, you're tired, things are dull, you have winds of emotions are coming through, and just to notice how it is. And in that noticing, the whole system at some point will know that, okay, now it's time to go to stop running and start walking. Now it's time to stop walking and start sitting. So this movement of going from more active states of mind to quieter, more peaceful states is kind of the direction we're leaning in this practice. But don't be in a hurry. Get there by really noticing how you are. So that's the introduction to this. So as you're sitting here, you might want to take a little bit more alert posture than you normally would, but not so much that it becomes tiring. I like to think of it as alert, relaxed posture. For most people, it means to be a little bit more attentive that you're with your vertebrae of your back, kind of positioning the vertebrae on top of each other so that a little more balanced, alert, a little bit more energy there. Perhaps even a little sense of strength in that spinal column. And then maintaining that strength, that uprightness, relaxing all the things around it that you can soften. So maybe taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, relax as you exhale and settle in. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let gravity tug on your shoulders so they soften, settle. And then letting your breath return to normal breath. And in this practice here, we don't make any special effort to do yogic breathing or strong breathing. We're kind of content with what is a normal or close to normal breath while you're breathing. And perhaps possible to soften the belly, letting the whole belly area soften, relax, perhaps hang forward, and settle down into the pelvic cavity. Sometimes it's possible to soften around the face. Some people find it helpful to drop their jaw open, even so it opens the mouth, and then gently let the lower jaw kind of float back up. The lips come back together lightly. And then notice how you are. How are you? It's easy to use the practice, a technique of practice, to kind of miss really noticing how you are. You can engage in the technique and the desire to get somewhere. And not really recognize how you are. So how are you in your body? The energy level of your body. And how are you emotionally or in your mood? Whatever way you are is okay. The art of this practice is to know what's happening and be non-reactive about it. Be equanimous. It's okay. And how are you in your mind? Are there particular thoughts and concerns that are dominating? What's the level of strength to your thinking? Are you very much pulled into the world of thinking? Were the thoughts already receded in the background? And it's common enough for meditators to be in conflict with their thinking, especially if they're in a hurry to connect to your breathing, and the mind pulls off into thoughts. Just notice how you are in your thinking right now. Are you thinking in images or sentences? In whatever way you're thinking right now, maybe just accept it as it is. But be using that level of thinking, that energy or that pattern of thinking, and now begin thinking about your breathing. Bring your attention to your breathing. And just think about it in the same way that you are thinking about other things. Think about how the inhalation is different than the exhalation, feels different. Think a little bit about, you know, where do you feel breathing in your body? Where is the experience of breathing most pronounced? Where is it subtle? Think about how your body experiences breathing. If there's a strong emotion or mood that's present for you, or you might think about what it's like to be breathing in the middle of that mood. Thinking about how the breathing is a friend and a support, a stabilizer in the middle of wherever you are. And then if you think a little bit about the difference between thinking about breathing and feeling it in the body. Think about the difference between thinking and knowing how the body experiences breathing. And as you exhale, see now if you can relax the thinking mind, soften the thinking muscle, so your awareness can settle into your body. So the body can help you be with the experience of breathing. The movements of the body as you breathe. The physical sensations that come into play with the inhalation and the exhalation. Allowing yourself to be affected by the rhythm of breathing. So you're receiving the experience, alternating breathing in and breathing out as a kind of a rhythm. And if you lose touch with breathing because your mind wanders off in thoughts, acknowledge that that's happening. It's okay. But clearly recognize, oh, I'm thinking. And no need to hurry back to the breath or feel bad about what's happening. Notice that you're thinking, and then begin again with your breathing. And the more often that you can begin again with your breathing, the more it helps you not to be caught and preoccupied, the more it supports you to develop mindfulness and awareness in the present moment. Beginning again with the breathing. letting go of your thoughts. And if it helps you stay on track with your thinking, you might very quietly in the mind say the word in as you breathe in, out as you breathe out. There's a way of staying on track, little encouragement, little kind of saying yes to this in-breath, yes to this out-breath. One breath at a time. And no matter how you're experiencing breathing right now, you can trust your breathing. You can entrust yourself to breathing and let that be the center of this world, just breathing. And as we come to the last minute of the sitting, remembering that a big part of this practice, just becoming familiar with what's happening in real time, the present moment. And take the last minute here with a quiet mind, quiet awareness. Let yourself become familiar with how you are and what's happening. Oftentimes there can be a tendency to be goal-oriented in the practice, to have ideas of what's supposed to happen, where we're going in the practice, what we're trying to do. And one of the fundamental things we're trying to do is just to be familiar with what is. And if it's in the present moment, become familiar with it. We don't have to be in conflict with ourselves and different parts of ourselves in doing this practice. Just become familiar with what's going on. And if there is a conflict, become familiar with that. That's kind of like the baseline or the foundation for all this. So if often beginning of a retreat, you know, the primary instruction is to stay with the breathing the first day. But that can set up a conflict between the mind that's so busy or the so tired or the emotions that are storms that are coming through, that somehow there's a conflict, like, oh, I'm not supposed to be thinking, I'm not supposed to be so emotional, or I'm not supposed to be so tired or something, and I'm not doing it right. There's no need to think of the practice in terms of right and wrong, that you're doing it right or wrong, but rather just become familiar with what is going on, what's happening now. And the art of it is, it's the kind of, the way kind of, that really opens up, is not to spend too much time thinking about what's happening. Becoming familiar is meant more like feel your way, or sense it, or experience more fully. What's this? What's this? But if you are thinking a lot, and you simply can't stop, then continue thinking merrily. think about the practice. Think about becoming familiar. Direct your your thoughts to, rather than thinking about, you know, things that are not here and other places, use that thinking energy to think about your breathing and your body and the stillness and silence in the room, if you can't beat it, join it. So then just use your thinking. And what that does, it begins to kind of gather you together. It's kind of like you have, you know, I don't know what, wild sheep on the range. And they're all over the place. And so you kind of go in the wider range and you kind of start gathering them in. Bring them, oh, it's okay, come here, come closer. And eventually they come in, they settle down in the pasture you want them. So you take your... your, you know, wild and woolly thoughts, and just kind of, you know, just kind of join them and kind of begin kind of like using them to be in the closer pasture, use them to be here, more here in the present moment. And that's for sometimes, not always, sometimes that's a very nice way of kind of gathering yourself to be in the present moment rather than fighting the energy of thinking. So the idea of becoming familiar. So if you can't stay with your breathing, it's okay. Become familiar with what's going on. And as we give instructions through the retreat, we'll give a series, we'll kind of do a progressive instructions on how to be more mindful of your body, how to be more mindful of your experience of emotions, how to be more mindful of thinking. And for the first day, it's often helpful just to kind of try to keep it simple, just be with the breathing. But if it's hard to be with the breathing, take a few moments to familiarize yourself with what's going on. And then, once you're familiar a little bit, you recognize it, then begin again with your breathing. Always begin again with your breathing. And there's something very powerful about breath meditation in many, many different ways. But one way is that every time you start again with your breathing, you're not feeding the thinking mind. You're not feeding your preoccupations, what you're kind of preoccupied with. And it's maybe not, doesn't seem like a big deal, but the more often you do it, it's like slowly the energy of being preoccupied begins to decrease. Trusting the breath. The breath is often a calming. It's really a friend of ours. And one of the things that I've learned over these years of practice is how wonderful and how trustable mindfulness of breathing is. And to trust the breathing more than trusting your neurosis. Not that any of you are neurotic, but or your fears, or your ambitions, or your regrets, or your plans. The world opens up in a new dimension, almost. Kind of a whole new thing can happen if we kind of trust the breathing, just stay with it. So the first day is often a time to settle in and arrive. excuse me. And don't take too much responsibility for your practice today. Give yourself to it wholeheartedly. You're responsible for how much you give yourself over to the practice, but the results of the practice and how you change, if you take too much responsibility, you're just kind of maybe not allowing the natural process of settling that happens here. It's an amazing thing, a powerful thing to be in a retreat of silence. We're not talking a lot, where there's a schedule, where your food is provided for you, and just all the things kind of flow nicely. And so most people find that there's a settling that happens, a relaxing that happens, just being here over the first days. And you want to allow for that process to happen by trusting it and not taking too much responsibility. If every single moment you're responsible for everything's going to happen to you here, then you're not maybe making space for, I can just relax and just be here and settle. So familiarize yourself, always be what's happening. Present moment familiarization. Trust your breathing. Come back to your breathing, be with your breathing. Relax when you're here. Enjoy yourself, hopefully, the first day. A lot easier to say than do. I know the first day is often, it can be difficult. And it's okay. It's just part of the process, and it's not a mistake, or you're not doing it wrong. Just to kind of trust the process, trust how it's going, and it'll unfold over these days. In a few minutes, a couple of minutes, Inez will give instructions for walking meditation. I'll give instructions for the posture at the beginning of the next walking period at 11 o'clock, and I'll announce it beforehand, so if you want to stay for the posture instruction. And then, as I said last night, for those of you who are newish, or would like to be newish, and to practice and to be on retreat, we'll have a little gathering up here in the evening at 7:15, just to check in with you, see how it's going, and answer your questions, and kind of just debrief a little bit about the first day, kind of informal gathering. So we'll announce that again. You don't have to remember, but that's coming. So you can, you know, if you feel needed support that way. And so now that you have been here for a little bit, and do you have any questions about being here, or questions about the practice, or the instructions I gave this morning? A timepiece, because you're not using your smartphone. I don't know if there's any free-floating things around that you could use. You can come borrow my wristwatch. I'll offer it to you if you can find me. I'll let you use it. Generally, if you do all your hiking within the perimeters of the fence, you'll hear the bell. Because there's a bell, the bell at, after breaks, or you know, is rung out, the big bell outside, so you'll hear it.
Oh.
So I don't think you need to have it. The function of the bells is so you don't need to have a timepiece.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't hear a bell, wake up bell this morning. Is somebody doing that?
Wake up bell. You're staying over in the above the kitchen.
Yes.
So the wake up bell, wake up person, go over there. Doesn't you not go there?
I did.
You did go there.
Yes.
Yeah. And, and chances are that Joe did a good job. And he knows exactly where you're staying too. he's staying in his room. And Joe's staying in one of the rooms up here. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Anytime during the sittings, if you're sleepy if you're uncomfortable in some strong way that you need a break, you're very welcome to just very quiet, as quiet as you can, just stand here and do standing meditation. And when you're ready to sit, you can sit down. The other thing to do when you're sleepy is to open your eyes. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. And, great. Okay. So, please.